All right, this is the very first ever podcast of the Shadows Paranormal Group. Sammy Lee here and Dolly Litke. She is the co-founder of the group. How long have you been part of Shadows Paranormal?
We started the group in March of 2006.
2006. And how many cases have you guys had so far?
I've done over 70 at least.
70. Yeah. 70 cases so far. What made you get into the paranormal field?
When I was a teenager at my parents' house, we had something going on. And I woke up one night and it was choking me. And then a couple of years later, I lived in an apartment where something shoved me out of the bed. And it kind of scared me. And then as I got older, I wanted to get more information on what happened. And so we started the group so we can help other people's experiencing things.
And Jared, what got Jared involved in this?
Jared's actually a skeptic, and he just wanted to kind of get into it and put his point of view in there.
Well, what was it that made you decide to actually start a group?
We just wanted to help other people, because when I was experiencing this, there were no groups to help. And it's very frightening when you're trying to deal with this and you don't understand what's going on.
And how old were you when that happened?
The first time I was 16, and the one where I got shoved out of the bed, I was 21.
You got shoved out of the bed?
Yes.
Onto the floor?
Onto the floor. It's a huge king-size bed, and I got shoved from one side to the other onto the floor.
That's not good.
No. We moved the next day. We were gone.
Now, were you living with your parents, or you were living out
on married.
Your own?
I was married.
You said, we're getting up, and we're getting out of here.
He'd already left for work. I was by myself, wide awake, and it just shoved me right out of the bed.
Gotcha. Now, the group has been going on, and obviously, there's been members that have come and gone. Jared and yourself have been the two main people with the group, and we have a new group. You know, our group now is a tight-knit group. Everybody seems to be really well, and we were honored recently by...
By TAPS. We are now the representative for Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Louisiana.
And what does that mean to us?
They'll send us any cases in our area because they're not able to cover all the cases. They get thousands of requests a month, so we're just kind of help them out.
And that means that we are pretty much selected as a cut above the average ghost hunter guys that go out there trying to do their thing.
Right. We're considered professionals. We go in, we take care of business, and we do a good job. It's an honor to be a part of their family.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of people that are TAPS family members get on the website and discuss their cases and discuss equipment. And you're actually learning a lot more about different equipment, aren't you?
Most definitely. And different programs and things like that, too.
And it's really been helpful to us. Like, you found a program recently that'll take EVP sessions and help get rid of a lot of the noise.
Right, cleans them up. So we've learned a lot just from being part of their family.
So, okay, let me ask you a question then. Your first case, how well do you remember it?
Oh, extremely well.
And what happened?
The homeowner had contacted us because doors were opening and closing, lights turning on and off, the stereo would come on at 3 a.m, and one of the children living there actually would see the spirits in the house. She would see a man getting a sheet pulled over his head, a boy on fire, and a woman.
A boy on fire?
Yeah, he was standing like in a doorway on fire in the kitchen area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, heading into that case, being your first case, what did you expect? What did you think was going to happen?
I really thought we'd be able to explain everything, which we did explain the stereo. It was on a timer, and that's why it would come on at 3 a.m. And the first night was really quiet. All we got on the evidence was a shadow jumping over my head that we couldn't explain. So they had given us a house key, so we went back the next night since they were still out of town. And that night, everything went crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Myself and Crystal were sitting on the bed, and we had our backs to the wall. And from behind us, which of course is a wall, we hear a woman say, "Hey." I mean, out loud, we have it on audio also. And then several of us had our hair pulled. We were touched in the leg. A bottle of water went flying across the living room table. The curtains moved. The ceiling fan, the little string cord was spinning around one way, would stop and spin the other direction.
Wow.
Yeah. And we ended up doing that house probably about 10 or 12 times. I even had my own house key. It was so bad. Yeah. They'd call me at midnight. I go flying over there, you know, to help them out.
Incredible. So after your first case, this is the important part. You know, it's like you have an idea. You know, you study, you learn, you say, okay, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that. What's the very first thing you realize you needed to fix or change or do or expect or not expect?
Well, the first thing we had to do is figure out who was haunting the house so we'd know how to deal with it. And we did find that out. The old man turned out to be a man who died of a heart attack. A woman and child were murdered in their house on that property, and when it burned down, someone deliberately set the house on fire. And I think that's why the little girl was seeing the boy on fire. So once we knew we had an intelligent haunting going on, then we tried the sage, and we actually had to get a priest in to bless the house. Right, because it was just getting really, really active.
And when you're done, did you, I mean, 80% of the time when we're hunting, we find nothing.
Right.
So when you started, some of the cases where you actually don't find anything, and your first case being something like that, how does that affect you?
It was so disappointing. I mean, how can you compare to that house? I mean, it was like a year later, we got another case just like that, which was the Hattiesburg house.
And it's like that. My first case I went with you guys was a historic home, and it had activity, and it was cool, and it was exciting, and I was like, wow, this is going to be fun. Then I went on another one, and it had some activity, and I thought, okay, I can get used to this. And then after that, pretty much nothing happens to me.
Right. That's the way it is.
And it's like, well, you know, and there's people that they experience things, then, you know, we go and we do. And the hardest part is keeping your concentration when nothing's going on.
Definitely. You get bored, you get tired, you have to keep focused.
I mean, this is certainly not something that, you know, you go to. It's not like skydiving or fighting fire. It's something that 80% of the time nothing's going to happen, and you prepare for it.
Right, because all the investigations I've done, only maybe 5 houses were haunted. All the rest, maybe EVPs, but that's not enough.
Right, or dust orbs.
Right, a lot of dust orbs. I'm not an orb fan, as y'all know.
I mean, the one time I can honestly say that I saw an orb that I would classify as an orb was the first one I went on, and I saw the orb come across the room, touch the couch. The woman says, hey, they just moved, and then the orb went back in the direction it came from.
Right, that was a good one.
Now, that is a classic ghost orb versus most of the things I see. It looks like, you know, just regular, everyday dust blowing through the air.
And people don't understand that, and they get upset with us when we tell them it's dust.
Well, what we're going to do is new podcast we're going to start doing every single. We're going to try to do it at least once a week and update these, and we're going to update everybody on our cases, on what's going on and so forth, so that we can keep you up to date and give you an opportunity to actually see what we go through week in and week out. This week we don't have anything going on for the weekend, which is, you know, a good thing, I guess.
Well, we took off because of the holidays. Most groups do that, though.
And we were going to take off next weekend, except we've got a house that apparently some guys came in to lay floors, and they're pretty much freaked out.
Right.
So we're going to go back and do that on Friday, this coming Friday. And then, which is, what day is that?
The 12th.
The 12th. Why couldn't it have been the 13th?
And it is a full moon, though.
Full moon night, which will be awesome. We'll update you on what happens with that, and we'll do some more of these shows and go over some of the more interesting cases that you've done. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And, you know, hey, thanks for your time. And we'll keep you up to date. Once again, it's Sammy and Dolly from Shadows Paranormal. And we hope you subscribe to our podcast. And we hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much.